Sweetest friends, this shiur should be a tremendous us for Bluma Dalia Bas Chanadina, for Aviva Zahava Bas Miril, and Mehudale Ben Chamarivka, and for Zev Shlomo Ben Bina, and for Yisrael Tzadok Ben Shalamis, and for Moshe Naftali Ben Chaya, and for Gil Shoshana Bas Nechagitl, Shmuel Alexander Ben Nechagitl, Avraham Mordechai Ben Nechagitl, for so many other Yidden, Ephraim Avim and Miriam Shoshana, David Shukrala Ben Rachel, Moshe Shimon Ben Brian Akela. We're learning the Pachad Yitzchak Amir Tzeshem, Maimer Dalid. We already have Shiurim on Maimer Aleph, Maimer Beis, and Maimer Gimel. That allows us to do Maimer Dalid and not feel we're skipping. And says Rav Hutner, Benoik Sheba Olam on Yom Kippur. Odim Arotze L'shtamish Ben Neshnei Chafotzim Kechol L'tzorach Seo Mahat Kono Mechabim L'hadodi. It's good we had some hammering in the background. And the first sentence is that when the person wants to put two objects together, the stronger you put it together is an indication that you're more concerned with the fact that it's going to come apart. So when someone puts something together very, very strongly, so you know that there's a big chashash, there's a big concern that it's going to become undone. The stronger he's mechazik the kesher, then the more you see that he's concerned that the kesher is going to be released. So this is b'derech ha'olam. In the world we know that the stronger something is put together, the more we're concerned that it's going to come apart. So now we use this for Avodas Hashem. We use this idea, this concept, this notion for Avodas Hashem. Uvisha Hashem umotzim etzo gedolei avodik shasher hayu ma'amidim es atzman mitzvus umaisim tovim hanhogas tovus v'yisharos hayu mekav moseleim b'shvuos uvenedarim v'yu mamsim kol minei tachpulos l'shabei des atzman b'chdei shetiyah hakabola b'geder eschaivus mamish. We see the Gedolei Avoda that when they wanted to make sure that they would do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and good deeds, they would be mekabel upon themselves with oaths, vows, and they would do all these tricks to subjugate themselves in order that the Kabbalah should mamish be begeder his chayvus. Like Avram Avinu raises his hand to the king of stone, Boaz swears to his yetzer. We put this all into the framework of don't believe in yourself. Don't trust yourself. And we see this ishtabdus is some sort of connection, so that there's no weakening of the connection. Ulam lo kachem pnei advarim kishem ishtakfim mitoch ha-makoros, but that's not how it's reflected from our sources. Kach shanu lono rabu seinu. Our rabbis teach us, Adam sheyesh biyado aveiru misvada ve'eino chozer bo lema udome. A person who has an aveira and confesses and he isn't chozer bo. See what that means? To what is he compared? La adam shetofes sheretz biyado shafilu tovel b'chol meimot shebaolam lo atalot tvila zorkom miyado kevan shetaval b'mem sa'a miyal atalot tvila shenemar mo umode ve'ozev yirucham. A person grabs a sheretz, even if he's toivel, in all the waters of the world, the tefillah is not going to help. If he throws away this sheretz, this creepy, crawling, tamei object, he goes into just 40 saws of water, the tefillah helps immediately. As it says, Moideh v'ayzev yerucham. If he admits and he leaves, then he will be... There will be Rachmanis on him. As this is the Gemara in Tainus, says Zayin Amar Aleph. So this is the famous idea of Tovel v'sheretz biyado. If a person is holding on to a sheretz, The tefillah doesn't help. The tefillah b'mikveh doesn't help. He throws away the sheretz. 40 saw and he's set. 40 saws of water and he's pure. So we find three shitas. We have the shita of Rashi, which says, what does it mean ve'eino chozer bo? That he doesn't return the gezel. So this tovo v'sheretz biyado means that he's not being poresh min hachet. He's still holding on to the gezel. So if a person is still holding on to gezel and he's misvade, he confesses, that's tovo v'sheretz biyado. The second shita is the Rambam, that he's regretting the past, but he's not accepting for the future. That's the shita of Rambam. Sheish kan charata le'ovar, mibli kabbalah lehabas. And I like Rashi. Rashi holds that you're not being chozer menachet, there's no prisha menachet, you're still holding on to the previous sin. The Rambam says there is charata on the sin, but there's no Kabbalah and Lahaba. In the future, there's no acceptance. He's not going to do it again. And then there's the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Shai Rishon and the Ikar Hasheni, that someone who sins by chance, Al Derech HaMikre, the beginning of this person's Tshuva, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is Charata. First he has to regret, and then he's Makabel Lahaba. As it says, Umodav Ozev Yeruchim. First Modav, first Vidui, first Charata on the past, and then Ozev, and then he leaves for the future, Kabbalah Alahaba. So that's the derech of a person who's mischote al derech hamikre. But aish hamisyatzev al derech lo tov, a person who's set in the wrong way, the gav gever al chatov dorech v'shana bivalto, he keeps sinning again and again, ros tshuva se'ish hazehu a kabbalah lahaba ula'achar mikan acharata alahava. The beginning of this person's tshuva is first to be makabel for the future, and then he regrets the past. So again, Rabbeinu Yonah says, if a person sins by chance, al derech hamikre, first regret the past and then accept upon yourself for the future. But if a person is a consistent sinner, b'siyatzev al derech latov, the first thing he has to do is be makabel for the future and then regret the past. And on this, Rabbeinu Yonah brings the mashal of tovo v'sheretz biyado. So it would seem then that he understands when the Gemara says Ve'eino Chozer Bo, he's agreeing with the Rambam that it's talking about Kabbalah Lahaba. But according to Rabbeinu Yonah, there's an Ukimta. Rabbeinu Yonah says the Gemara is talking about a circumscribed case, that it's talking about, the Gemara is talking about Misyatzel Aderech Lo Tov. So the Rabbeinu Yonah seems to be learning that if a person is Misyatzel Aderech Lo Tov, he's a consistent sinner, such a person first has to be Mekabel Alahaba and then Charata Alahavar. And if he's not Mekabel Alahaba, so it's like he's being Tovel V'sheretz Biyado. If he's Mescharet Alahavar without Kabbal Alahaba first, it's like Tovel v'sheretz biyado. So like the Rambam, it's talking about the Tovel v'sheretz biyado, is talking about somebody who's not Makabal al-Ahaba, but according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's dafka person who's a siyatzav al-derech lo-tov. Now this is very difficult, because Rabbeinu Yonah is making ukimtas in the Gemara that the Gemara doesn't say. It's very difficult to say the Gemara is talking about only this in this case. Gemara Brisa says, b'stama. Somebody who has an Aveira, and he's not chozer bo. And Rabbeinu Yonah comes to say, no. So I'm talking about a person who's constantly doing this averus, or this aver. So Mimela, we have a shverkeit, we have a difficulty with Rabbeinu Yonah. One of the beautiful things about the Parat Yitzchak is how he's works through Rabbeinu Yonah's and Shari Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah is looked at as a Musar Sefer, but this tremendous amount of halach and lamdas in the Sefer as well. Elishalamedi Manu continues the Rav in Ois Beis. שלמדים אנו מתוך דבריו של רבנו יונה, כי אף על פי שחרתה לעבר בקבלה להבא עם שני עמודים אשר עליהם עולם התשובה עומד, בכל זאת מחולקים הם בתפיסת מקומם מחוץ לעולם התשובה. Even though charata al avar and kabbalah al haba are two pillars upon which the world of tshuva stands, nevertheless, there is a difference between them in the place that they take outside of the world of tshuva. Shekein inyan charata al avar eino motzei et mekomo ela b'tor chelek midarkei tshuva. Charata al avar only finds its place as one of the ways of tshuva. V'lmalei ha-chesed she'itiv Hashem itbarach im bru'av l'achin lahem ha-derech l'himalet mipach ma'aseihem lo ayal lanu b'charata la'avar inyan kol ikar. If not for the great chesed that Hashem does for us, that He prepared for us a way to escape from our sins, our evil deeds, then there would be no reason for charata. If not for tshuva, then what role does regret play? So charata is only there as part of the as part of the derech tshuva, but kabbalah al haba is part of derech avoda even without tshuva, because the beginning of kabbalah al haba was kabbalah satorah and mitzvah. All of Knesset Yisrael, like it says in the pasuk, "Ora Asher Lo Yokim," Zokt Rashi, "Kan Kolas Kolat Torah Kula VeKiblu Aleim Balo V'Shuv." Cursed is the one who's not making this Torah. So they were makabel the whole Torah, says Rashi, "Balo V'Shuv," with a curse, with an oath. VeOmar Kolah Om Shteikin Pasuk Amen, and they said Amen. And Amen is Kabbalah's Tvarim. Fractosis and Shvuas Dav Choftes Ksas Koshe Mahisa Moelas Hashvua Kmo Shoy Yorei She Yavdu Avodizara Kachoy Lo Lira Pen Yavu Al Hashvua. What does the Shvua help that they're going to be makabel Torah mitzvahs? Just like we're choshed on the fact that they're not going to keep Torah mitzvahs, that they're going to be over Avodizara, they can just like that they can be over on the Shvua. If we're concerned. We were concerned that they were going to be Ovid of a Zara. There's an Aura, they should be Ovid of a Zara. So we should all also be concerned that they're not going to keep the Shavua. They could be over on this Shavua as well. And the answer is that the Shavua that Moshe made the Jews take, and the acceptance of this Shavua, wasn't because there was a Chashad of Avar Yonas. And we're afraid that they're going to sin. And then we should say, hey, if we're afraid of Avera, we also should be afraid of the Shavua. If it was a Chashad of Aryanis, then Tosis has a good Kasha. Just like we're afraid they're going to be over the Avodah Zarah, we should also be afraid they're going to be over on the Shavua. But this Shavua is not a Shavua taken because we're afraid of something coming apart. As we mentioned at the outset, that's why we put two things together very strongly so they don't come apart. But here the Shavua, in the realm of Torah, it's not like that. It's not that we're afraid that they're not going to keep it. But it's like Dugma Siskashu Satamad Larav Shekomashu Miskashir Yoser Humakabel Yoser. The more he's connected to his Rebbe, the more he gets from his Rebbe. Both in the Hiduk as Kashu Sayyasera Shal Talmud Larabo, ain't above to a Shemir Mikoch Sayyasera. This connection that a Talmud has to his Rebbe is not because we're afraid that their relationship is going to unravel. Elihibo Abator is Kashu Slashem Atzma. Its connection for itself is Kashu Slashem is Kashu. Bechdesha Achibu Vazivugi Marav Yulgash Yotel. Viemu Hashi Yotel. It's unbelievable. Person wants to get from the Rebbe. See, he's mischaber to the Rebbe, he's miskasher to the Rebbe, he connects to the Rebbe. And the more he connects to the Rebbe, the more of a kli kibul he has to accept from the Rebbe. We're we're not having a kesher to the Rebbe because we're afraid that he's not going to have any kesher. It's a lot more than that. The more of a kesher, the more of a kli kibul is for Kabbalah.
והרי ברור דאפילו אם אנו תופסים שבצד השלילי מי שיעבור על האיסור לא ימנע את עצמו גם מפני השבועה מכל מקום בצד החיובי מי שיקיים את המצווה הרי שבועה תגרום לו שבמעשה של קיום מצווה תהיה בו גם משום קיום שבועה עשה.
It's clear that even if we hold on the negative side that somebody who is over on the iser will not prevent himself also because of the shvua. If a person is not concerned about Asurim, he's also not going to be concerned about Shavuos, right? Nevertheless, on the positive side, somebody who's Mekayim the mitzvah, so the Shavua means that when he's Mekayim the mitzvah, it's also going to be a Kiyum of the Shavua. So you're right that the Avaryanim, the sinners, the Shavua isn't going to be any more of a Shmira, like Tosis asked, because they're going to sin anyway. Nevertheless, la ne'amanim yesh b'shvua zu mishum tosafos chibur v'adifus es kashrus.
For the faithful ones, this shvua is going to create an added kesher, more of a deeper, more profound connection.
Continues the Rav Kol de Milsa Kabbalah shvua zu. Al kiyum shel Torah mitzvah shel Knesset Yisrael hitfisa asatzma bo lo ba b'tor hanocha agana v'pnei kochos shlilim. This shvua that we took that we're going to keep mitzvahs is not guarding us from the negative kochos. Ela b'tor yitzira shel kochos chiyuviim. It's creating positive kochos mitoch chiduk achibur v'azivug l'shem hisirachavus hakli kibul. We want to strengthen the connection so that there's more of a kli kibul. V'kana no over min amukdam el amuchar. Here we go from earlier to later, min haklala prat, from the general to the specific. Kishadam Yisrael osek ba'avoda beino lebein kono. When a Jewish person is involved in avoda between him and God, umamid alav mitzvahs, umamzi amtsos l'shabit atzmalem, ein anu tzichim lovu alav mitzad v'lo tamin ba'atzmacha. El sheish kan hamshacha me'oso mayin asher botov l'nishim s'Yisrael haklalas b'shasini as omen, alahore grizim ve'evil, meyridik. That when you're makabel upon yourself, Torah and mitzvahs, and you make all these, you have all these tricks and plans to do it, to be mechazik yourself. It's not because necessarily we're afraid that you're going to fall al tamin ba'atzmacha. Rather, you're continuing that very same spring in which the soul of the Jewish people immersed in when they answered amen on har grisim and har evil to be mechazik themselves in Torah and mitzvahs. Not because they were afraid they were going to keep it, but because it makes more of a kli kibul, more of a skashrus to Torah and mitzvahs. Amen, bo kabbalas devarim. Amen, bo kabbalas shvu. When they said amen, it was shvu. Uvizem atzan was makom shel kabbalah haba gam mechutz la'olam shel tshuva. And here we find the place of kabbalah haba even outside the world of tshuva. Tikashem dechovas hashavas egzeilah mutelas ala gazlan. Ein lashum shaychos iminyan tshuva. When a gazlan has to return the gzeilah, it has nothing to do with tshuva. Sharein ela prisha menachet mikano lahabo. Because he's just separating himself from sin. Holding on to the stolen object is a sin. And returning it is separating himself from the sin. As he uses the language of the Gemara, Misha ochal shum, yachzer v'yochal shum. Somebody who ate garlic and has bad breath should eat more garlic and make his breath worse. He already stole. But to hold on to it is worse. So of course he has to return. Kemokein ba'adam. So too, a person whose emotional connection to Torah and mitzvahs that has been weakened. He was very strongly connected, but there was a Sirofifos. So such a person, there was a weakening. When such a person has Kabbalah Lahaba, so that's Prisha Menachet. That is no Shaychas to Avodas HaTshuva. That just means in the future, he wants to separate himself from sin. V'nimtza. V'imbanu l'kvo ha'makom shel Kabbalah Lahaba v'seder Avodas HaBa'al Tshuva.
that if we want to establish the place of Kabbalah Haba in the Avod of a Baal Tshuva, Aleinu Ladat at Kama Mechaser Hu Guf HaChet KeKabbalas Ol BeKabbalas Ol Shel HaTzivui O Shel Azhar Shel Osor HaChet HaPrati. We have to know how much that sin weakened his Kabbalah soul. V'zeh shechidesh Rabbeinu Yonah. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah taught us. Ki v'chait al derech ha-mikra en lenu m'siba lifkon ba-Kabbalah soul ha-sheyeches l'chait zeh. When it comes to a sin that the person just does by chance, a one-time event, so this sin isn't pogame, doesn't blemish the Kabbalah's all of this sin. He still feels the yoke of this sin. He still is not allowed to do this Aveira. So therefore, such a person is in the world of the Baal Tshuva. And the Baal Tshuva goes in order. First, you have Charat al-Avar, and then Kabbalah al-Haba. That's Pshat Rabbeinu Yonah. That a person who's just sinned once, and it's not a constant sinner, so he's still in the world of tshuva. It's not an avodas Hashem dika kabbalah alahaba. It's a tshuva dika kabbalah alahaba. He has to do a kabbalah alahaba as part of the tshuva process, not to do it again. So in such an instance, you go in order. What's the order? First charat alahavar, and then kabbalah alahaba. First you take care of the past, and then you move on to the future. Umol devoziv yeruchem. First you're misvada in the past, then you leave in the future, and that's great. Shiny amurgul v'amisyatzei v'alderech lo tov. Different is the one who is accustomed to sinning. This person's kabbalah all is choser, is pogum, is lacking, is blemished. U'mimela chovas ha-kabbalah lehaba etzlo begeder prisha menachet. And mimela, this person's chovas kabbalah lehaba is in order to separate himself from sin. Upashiru de kodemes he lifnei charata alaover shem chuiv omiru bagam belade chovas hatshuva. A person who's a consistent sinner, so first he has to take care of the fact that he has no kabbalah soul anymore for this avera. So therefore, he has to be a kabbalah lehaba. So as Rav Futner does, in just about every mimer that we've seen since we started these shiurim, I often pointed out, he's using the Lithuanian two dinim approach to explain philosophical concepts, concepts in Avodas Hashem. So there are really two dinim in Kabbalah al-Haba. One dinim in Kabbalah al-Haba is Kabbalah al-Haba mitzad Darchei Atshuva. And there's another type of Kabbalah Lahaba that is when a person's connection to this Avera, to the Chomer Avera, to the seriousness of Avera has been weakened. And that's when a person's Murgol V'chait, when a person's constantly sinning. And there's a Nafkamina. The Nafkamina is when a person's a one-time sinner, his Kabbalah Lahaba is just in the realm of Tshuva, fix the sin. So then you go in order, first Charat Al-Avar, first regretting the past and then accepting for the future. But if a person is a habitual sinner, first he has to do the Kabbalah al-Haba outside of the realm of tshuva. He has to go to the Kabbalah al-Haba for Avodas Hashem. That's what's forcing him to do the Kabbalah al-Haba first. The Kabbalah al-Haba could also be for tshuva. But he has to do it first because his Avodas Hashem is being weakened now because he doesn't have a Kabbalah soul for this Avera. So even outside of tshuva, he has to do Kabbalah al-Haba, and that's immediate. That's requires our immediate attention. That's before the mitzvah of tshuva. That's basic day to day avodas Hashem. So first he has to have Kabbalah al-Haba, and only then is he allowed to have should he have charat al-Haba. Zachinu l'din. That's the way the Lithuanians write. So now we learn zachidish gevaldik. Recently, I was talking to my tenant, who is a chavrusa with the Rosh Hashiva of Pachad Yitzchak, and he himself is a Talmud Chacham, and he wrote actually one of the Svarim of the Shiurim of the Rosh Hashiva, the Shir Klalis. So he was saying how the Sefer on Yom Kippur is the most lamdisha Sefer of all the Pachad Yitzchak. So if you want the most lamdisha Pachad Yitzchak, go to Yom Kippur. He also told me something interesting, that when the Arabs hijacked Rafutner's plane and they took away his Sefer on Shavuos, and afterwards it was rewritten, so the way they rewrote it was Rafutner had it memorized and he just set it out to them. That was what he told me. According to the Sefer HaZikaron, it was based on notes of the Talmidim. But he says, I guess in addition, Rafutner had a lot of it Baal Peh. That's pretty impressive. Al Kolpanim Zachinu Ledin. The Datel Shel Rabbeinu Yonah Beferish Hamilim Veino Chozer Bo Eino Kofi Shenir Betchilas HaShkafa Kishitsa Rambam. Originally we thought that Eino Chozer Bo is like the Rambam, that it's talking about Kabbalah Lahaba. But it's not. It's really like Rashi, Prisha Menachet. Just according to Rabbeinu Yonah, every habitual sinner needs to do Prisha Menachet. As Rabbeinu Yonah puts it, a Shona Bivalto V'Geber Al Chatov Dorech, a habitual sinner, he has to be Porish Menachet. So when Rabbeinu Yonah said that a Mesiatzel Al Derech Lo Tov first has to do Kabbalah Al Haba, then Charat Al Over, and then he gives the Mashal of the Tov of the Sheretz Biyado, what's the Sheretz that's Biyado? Not that he's not Makabel Al Haba. No, that he's not Porish Menachet. Because the Kabbalah Lahaba is his way of being Porish Menachet, of separating from sin. Because now he doesn't have such a Kabbalah's all for this sin. So now he has to be Makabbalah Lahaba to separate from sin like Rashi. And not like the Rambam, who says that he's talking about the future. No, we're talking about the past and the present. He's connected now to this sin. So we have to separate him. The only difference is Rashi gives an example of Hashavas Gzela. That's how you're Parish Menachet. The person has a stolen object, he has to return it. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, the Kabbalah soul has been Advar Matzluim Belev. Umeilen Kanshumu Kimta Ledatel Shel Rabbeinu Yonah. So we said, what's Rabbeinu Yonah making a Kimta in the Gemara for? The Gemara is only talking about a Mesiatze Bal Derech Lo Tov. No. According to Rashi, there's no specific ukimta that it's talking about a circumscribed case of a gzela, and then he has to return the gzela. No, Rashi is just giving an example. What does it mean, avera biyado? Avera biyado means that the avera is still in his hand. He hasn't separated from the avera. So that's still holding on to the gezel. It's not a specific ukimta. It's talking about Avera biyado. So anytime an Avera is still biyado, he has to get rid of the Avera. So Rabbeinu Yonah also says, Avera biyado means he's not Porish Menachet. And this is a person who's Shona bivalto and Gevra al Chatov Dorech. And Futner Begon Uso was Mosif Chidush al Chidusha. And he says the Rambam wouldn't even argue with Rabbeinu Yonah and Rashi. The Rambam just says that we're talking about, the Rambam is the Maisi would agree. But the Rambam is talking about the Seder of Avodah Satshuva. So Avodah Satshuva, first you have Charat al Avar and then Kabbalah al Haba. And if a person, according to the Rambam, in the world of tshuva, is mischaret ala ovar and not mekabel ala haba, then he's tovel v'sheretz biyada. But Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about outside the world of tshuva. We're talking about a kabbalah haba because a person's still connected to sin, and he has to be porish menachet, and that applies even not only to fix the avera, but just in general in his avodas Hashem. He has to make sure that his kesher to the zehirus min ha'avera is still strong. So he has to start with prisha menachet, So how is he poresh min achet? He's poresh min achet by saying that he's not going to do it again in the future. But not for the sake of the future. For now. For his avodas Hashem of now. That now he's connected to sin. And he has to separate himself from this sin. Just like according to Rashi, he has to separate himself from the sin. By returning the gzeila. That's the Aveira biyado. According to Rabbeinu Yonah also. He has a special kesher now to this Aveira that he's not so nizar in the Aveira. And he has to now separate. And that's the purpose of the Kabbalah Lahab. And according to the Rambam, Rambam's talking about the realm of tshuva. So there, the Kabbalah Lahaba is not to do the sin in the future. And if a person says that he's going to do the sin in the future, then it's Tovah v'sheretz biyada. According again to Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah is talking outside of the realm of tshuva. We're not worried about fixing the sin. We're worried about this person's his kashrus to Kabbalah's all. So now that he did the sin is sticking to him and he has to get rid of it. So how does he get rid of it? By saying, I'm not going to do it again. But as we said, that applies even outside of the world of tshuva. Nobody's allowed to sin. Nobody's allowed to be connected to sin. Everybody has to be makabel the ol, not to sin. So we learn al kolpanim that there are two types of Kabbalah al-Ahaba. There's Kabbalah al-Ahaba v'derech ha-tshuva, which is what the Rambam's talking about, and Kabbalah al-Ahaba v'derech ha-bodes Hashem, which is what Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about. V'dobar ha-melech heir al-atzman ha-shpati v'akayem ha-lishmo mishpatei tzidkecho. David HaMelech testified about himself. I swore to be Mekayim your mishpat, to be your righteous laws. Your pshuta shel mikru shevakayema musav al shvuas. The vakayema means the shvua. I'm going to be Mekayim the shvua. I swore I'm going to be Mekayim the shvua to keep your judgments. Aval ochov sakim shel shvua shavi b'chol shvuas. But you have to keep all oaths. So why is David saying he's daf going to keep the oath of Mishpatei Tzidkecha? And the answer is that David HaMelech here is trying to be mechazik his kesher to the Mishpatei Tzidkecha. The Akayema, he's bringing them to the Sod Akayomos. By being mishtabet to the shvua, he's mekayim in his own soul, mishpatei tzedek. It's because he's creating his kashrus hanafshis. It's not what he's going to do in the future. Nishbati v'akayema, right now, I swore that so that right now, there's a kiyum of all of Hashem's mishpatim, of the Torah, because now I feel more connected to it because of the shvua. So there could be two types of shvuas. It could be a shvua that you don't want to do something, just to separate you from something, from an avera, or to make sure you do the mitzvah. But there's a higher level shvua that it gives you more of a chizuk, that you feel more connected to the mitzvah, and you feel more detached from the avera. You're going to be more careful about the avera. You feel more of a kabbalah soul of the avera. That's what we're talking about here. David HaMelech made the shvua, so now it's besod hakayamos. Now it's going to have a David HaMelech created a strong kli kibble for a shmiras Torah v'mitzvahs by making these shvuas, as we did originally at the Har Grizim and Har Evel, and we made the shvuas that we're going to keep the shvua, that we're going to keep the Torah.
V'anu l'fi ma'atzaveinu, says Rav Futner, b'zmanim halalu, t'kefi anira esrofus hanafshi shakabol salam mitzvahs, the Torah gedola me'asher esrofus etzem avodah shel Torah mitzvahs, harei shereishis t'fikasenu al shari tshuva, ki al yidea kabol lehaba dafka. He says, now, we don't have such a kashrus hanafshis, we don't have such an emotional connection to the yoke of Torah mitzvahs, it's even stronger than our etzem avodah in Torah mitzvahs, just our feeling, our connection to Torah mitzvahs. So where do we begin? We have to begin on kabbalah lahaba. Maybe makabal upon ourselves, we're going to be makayim Torah mitzvahs even before we do it. Just to know that we're going to do it, to strengthen that connection. So ad kan maimer dalet perek aleph. There is a perek beis, and amir to Hashem, next time we will learn together perek beis and put everything together, make it a beautiful mosaic of Torah, as we know Rav Hutner never disappoints. We should all be zoche amir to Hashem to be makabel al haba and to be mechazik our kesher Torah and mitzvahs. Shalom shalom, sweetest friends.